The final theory we will consider within social cognition is social information processing theory. Nikki Crick and Ken Dodge developed this theory. According to this theory, there are steps we take within a social situation to establish successful social relationships. Our brain is involved in the processing of information to ensure we are successful. First, we need to encode or pay attention to internal and external cues. Once we attend to the cues, we have to interpret them. Some examples of interpretations include thinking about what may have occurred in the past in this same situation, what the goal of the interaction is, and what may happen as a result of an interaction. We then clarify the goals. Once we are clear on the goals of the interaction, we need to create a response. The response may be one that we have stored or one we must construct. Once the response has been decided upon, we go through with the behavior. Finally, we can evaluate whether it was the proper response and maintain that information for the next time we encounter this situation. This process takes a few seconds as we approach the social situation.